With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. There's been a major verdict in a California social media trial.
A California jury found both Meta and YouTube liable in a lawsuit aiming to hold social media platforms responsible for harm to children using their services. The plaintiff was awarded $3 million in damages. The 20-year-old woman, identified as KGM in documents, or Kaylee, as her lawyers have called her during the trial, says her early use of social media addicted her to the technology and exacerbated her mental health struggles. This is the second verdict this week against Meta after a jury in New Mexico determined the company harms children's mental health and safety.
The Iranians have rejected a 15-point U.S. proposal for a ceasefire in the ongoing war. As diplomatic efforts continue, White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt warns President Trump is not backing down in the war.
But if Iran fails to accept the reality of the current moment, if they fail to understand that they have been defeated militarily and will continue to be, President Trump will ensure they are hit harder than they have ever been hit before. President Trump does not bluff, and he is prepared to unleash hell.
Meanwhile, sirens sounded in central Israel today as Iran launched more missiles. Pressure is mounting on Congress to end the funding shutdown. It's resulted in travel disruptions, missed paychecks, even warnings of airport closures. But lawmakers have yet to resolve the underlying issue of reforming the Trump administration's immigration enforcement operations. Idaho lawmakers are considering a bill that would make it a crime for transgender people to use the bathroom that matches their gender identity. The measure would include privately owned businesses. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington reports that a man is suing to play golf against women.
Haley Davidson has filed suit against the LPGA and the USGA for refusing him entry to a qualifier for the Women's U.S. Open last year. Davidson, who is a man living as a woman, wants to reverse new policies put in place by both governing bodies to keep males from competing against females. A growing number of sports organizations in this country and around the world are adopting similar rules to try and protect women athletes. Michael Harrington reporting.
Abortion will be on the ballot in at least three states this November. Missouri lawmakers are asking residents to repeal the so-called right to reproductive freedom that they put into the state constitution in 2024. In Nevada, a constitutional amendment to allow abortion until 24 weeks needs voter approval, and a Virginia ballot measure would guarantee the right to reproductive freedom. This is SRN News. An appeals court has ruled that the U.S. can continue to detain immigrants without bond. The ruling handed a victory to the Trump administration's crackdown on immigration. It's the second appeals court to rule in favor of the administration. The EPA will allow gas stations to continue selling slightly cheaper E15 gas this summer. Bob Agnew with that.
The higher ethanol blend is normally limited to use in winter months, but the summer waiver for E15 has become commonplace in recent years, and both Republicans and Democrats have called for it to become year-round and permanent to help lower prices at the pump. Environmental critics say it's a move that may be good for drivers and corn growers, but may likely contribute to air pollution. Bob Agnew reporting.
The California State Senate is expected to pass a bill to erase Cesar Chavez's name from a state holiday following sexual abuse allegations. More at SRNNews.com.